aboard the Truth Express with your conductor, Erskine, who give you the latest on national news, politics, policies, business, and government issues.
Selwyn Duke has written for The New American for more than a decade. He's also written for The Hill, The Observer, The American Conservative, WorldNet Daily, American Thinker, and many other print and online publications. He is certainly MAGA with all the things. So God knows, I hope you're not involved in some of that to where they're coming after you, but we all are in danger. In addition, he's contributed to college textbooks published by Gale Senegi Learning. He's appeared as frequent guest on television, radio. We're going to discuss from Prozac to Parkland, psychiatric drugs causing more mass shootings. And Democratic poll charged with killing a journalist reporter. All that and much more. TheNewAmerican.com. Man, they've got the articles. They've got their fingers on the pulse, as Selwyn does. And SelwynDuke.com. Selwyn, a while back, you wrote an article that I've sent around to a lot of doctors and a lot of people. We have had medicine almost destroyed. We've had science almost destroyed. They have destroyed so much that we believed in. The churches, you just name it. And all of American society is being destroyed by these people. But your article really told it. COVID and the ghost of Nuremberg. I mean, this was incredible. You took the 10 principles of Nuremberg. Consent is essential. Fruitful results for the good of society. You had avoid unnecessary physical and mental suffering. Risk never exceeds the problem. And terminate any stage if injury or disability or death occurs. These are all things, and there were many more, that were on the Nuremberg Code. They've broken all of them with the COVID, and we need to have trials. I hope this comes and we have an election where we will have somebody who has the courage to bring this up, that they have broken the Nuremberg Code, and we could have trials for people like Fauci, people like Francis Collins, and others. We need to bring this about so it will never happen again. We can't forget. Lest we forget, we're doomed to repeat it again. But that was one of the best articles. You had a lot of kickback on that article from people who said yes, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, you and I discussed that a while ago, I believe, but absolutely. Yes. I mean, you can see, yeah, what our fascist authorities, and that's what they're acting like, visited upon us back then, and they're still doing it to some degree, foisting these so-called vaccines on Americans when a study just showed recently that the so-called vaccines are 98% more dangerous than COVID itself. And by the way, I believe I have COVID right now on the heels of a bacterial infection. I'll just let you know that.
Oh, okay. Good luck to you. I hope everything works out with that, that you do well. Ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine work. They work.
They do. I have ivermectin here, actually, and I have seen it work with people close to me. I've seen people close to me at a point where they were having trouble breathing. These were people in a vulnerable category, and they were very, very frightened. And in both cases, I'm not exaggerating, they took ivermectin and zinc, and one of them felt better literally 5 minutes later. She said she never saw medication work so fast. Now, this is something that's important to understand because the authorities, the whole establishment, the mainstream media were saying for ages, oh, it's horse medicine, it's nonsense, take these vaccines instead. And they, in essence, were killing people because they were denying people the truth. Here we had a safe, tried and true medication that's been around for decades, one of the more prescribed medications in history, I understand, for human beings that actually appears to be effective on COVID. There was a study recently indicating that people who took ivermectin 92% of the time, I think the figure was, had better outcomes than those who didn't. We know it works, but the establishment was denying the truth on that, and that's just another example of how they hurt our civilization by foisting lies upon us, Erskine.
They really did. And what they did, it had its reason. Number one, it had people standing 6 feet apart, so they weren't communicating. They wanted people to stay in. Number two, they were putting masks on people so that they couldn't even recognize each other. And it was all about controlling people. Can they control people with this? And indeed, they did. And then they promoted it that it is a disease of the unmasked, which it, of the unvaccinated, which it isn't. So, and now they found that 94% of the people dying in England have been fully vaccinated, 94% of the deaths. And they also did not go into and tell people the long-term effects of it, which are not good. And then they went to the places like Twitter, and they went to Facebook, and they told them, don't put anything on. And I got banned, and they said two reasons. It didn't fit with the medical consensus or the World Health Organization. So they put all that type of thing out to where people could not get the truth. And if they are going to bury the truth, then what are people to do, Selwyn? What are they to do? You can't get the truth, and it becomes conspiracy theory, and they think, oh, well, these people are just anti-vaxxers. No, we're not anti-vaxxers. Yeah. We're anti, and this is not really a vaccine. It messes with your DNA. They've never done that before. Never, never, never. And so we were the guinea pigs. I had a cartoon that had a little guinea pig saying, we're going to take that vaccine. Said, no, no, we'll find out how it works in humans first. And that's what they did. They went to
Absolutely. You know, Erskine, I'm not anti-vax. I've had vaccines in the past, and I recognize the wonders of modern medicine. Modern medicine has done amazing things for us, but you have to take it on a case-by-case basis. And when you see a new medication, as this pharmacist put it way back when, early on in the COVID situation, he was on Twitter, he said, I always tell my customers, and I've been in this business for 30, 40 years, never be the first guy on your block to try a new drug. And let me say something else, Erskine. You mentioned masking. This is really, really funny in a way, but also pathetic. There's this doctor, that's her title, she is a doctor, Leanna Wen, and she was all over CNN, all over the media during the COVID situation, talking about how we have to have these COVID restrictions, and she wanted to foist fascist restrictions upon us. She said essentially that people who are not, quote, vaccinated shouldn't be allowed to go out and circulate in society, right, because we're a threat to other Americans. And she was all in unmasking. Well, guess what? She just wrote an article, I think it was at the Washington Post, and you know what she said? Masking hurt the language development of her young son. She didn't see this coming, and now she's changed her position on masking. Can you imagine that? Now, you know, this is the kind of person where you say she really needs to be hit in the head. If she had read my articles early on in COVID, and the articles of other people, I wasn't the only one,
she
would have known that this could be an outcome of masking young children. We knew this all along. This is not something that should be a revelation to anyone. All you have to do is look at the data, look at the studies, look at the facts, and exercise some common sense. But this woman, Leanna Wen, was elevated to a position of prominence and power where she could lord over us and where she could visit onerous restrictions upon us. Can you imagine that? A know-nothing, someone who maybe did well in school academically but has no wisdom, the kind of person who I say is book smart but street stupid.
Well, look at who's in charge of HHS, Becerra. He's not a doctor. He knows nothing about it. He's a political hack. This is what they're putting in. They're basing who is in the administration based on diversity as opposed to merit. And this is causing a problem. They're seeing it right now. Look at our vice president. She can't string two words together. But that was a very smart move on Mr. Biden, because without her, he would have probably been impeached a long time ago. People say, do you want Biden or do you want Harris? Well, Harris, come on. Tweedledum or Tweedledummer.
Yeah, she's an insurance policy. And you know what you're talking about, where you see completely incompetent people put in high positions, is something reflective of a civilization that's in terrible decline and is in awful shape. Case in point, the Winter War of 1939-40, where the Soviet Union invaded Finland. Well, let me tell you something. Right. The Soviets were having the heck beaten out of them for ages by the little Finland. And why? A major reason was that Stalin replaced competent generals and officers with party hacks who would toe the socialist line, the communist line. That's what he did. He didn't care about competence. He cared about having co-ideologists in these positions. And that's what we're seeing more and more today. I mean, Tucker Carlson just recently showcased this, that our new health commissioner, something like that, is this woman where he showed a picture of her. She is quite a bit overweight. She was holding a drink. She was smoking a cigar. Then he showed the health commissioner from a European country who is grossly obese. And I'm not mocking people who are overweight. I'm close to some of them. I know losing weight is difficult for some people. But you would think that the optics of that would be really bad and that you wouldn't want your health commissioner to look like that. But this is what we see more and more. People who are completely incompetent in positions of power. And it's another reason, Erskine, why government should be kept as small as possible. Because when you have government, you always have people put in positions not based on economic imperatives or merit-oriented imperatives, but based on political imperatives. And when you politicize science or anything else, what you do is you corrupt it, as you know.
Look at transportation. Failed mayor of South Bend, Indiana, Pete Buttigieg, put him in charge of transportation. We have the supply chain issue, and where is he? He's on maternity leave for 6 months. I mean, this is incredibly stupid when you're looking at this, and none of the people have the ability. None of them came out of business. All of them came out of what? Politics. All of them were political hacks. This is what's happened, and this is what you get. Now, you've written a very interesting article that I just read. Democratic poll charged with killing a journalist. Reporter blames Trump. Trump couldn't get I love this line. I've got to quote it from your article, Selwyn. It's too good. Trump couldn't get Democrats to vote for him, but apparently he can compel them to kill. I thought that was great. So
thanks.
Robert Teller, Democrat politician, stabbed Las Vegas Review Journal investigative report, very good man, Jeff German, to death. I mean, this is incredible, and that's terrible in itself. A reporter present at the local press briefing with Las Vegas Sheriff Joe Lombardo Thursday sought to indict Trump for the crime. You said the murder of journalists is especially troubling. Now is probably not the appropriate time to talk politics, the unnamed reporter said, a female reporter. So why are we talking politics, the sheriff said. The reporter continued. Do you condemn former President Trump's normalization of violence against journalists, she asked. How stupid a question can you have? This is absolutely incredible. And then you go on and write about what's happened. You say, pundit Monica Showalter writes that the reporter is an amazingly offensive take given that a serious crime has happened. But the taking of a capable, competent journalist out of circulation in a mafia-like hit sends a chill to all other reporters. Same fate could happen to them should they perform their jobs fearlessly as German performed his. Never challenge the Democrat establishment, dutifully carry its water. Republicans aren't too likely to go around killing people. They aren't. Look at who killed the Scalise, shot at Scalise at the baseball game. More on this when we return. This was an incredible article that you wrote. The Biden administration is quickly moving to implement the liberal fantasy of socialist spending. After spending a $2.1 trillion stimulus, the president and Democratic-led Congress have introduced another $3 trillion plan to add to our insurmountable debt, seeking to raise taxes on Americans making as little as $200,000 a year. Have you seen the immigration footage? 87 million putting illegals in hotel rooms and our troops sleeping on parking garage floors. Could this be the biggest single gold buying opportunity in history? Well, Wells Fargo and Goldman Sachs say this is the time to buy gold. Patriot Gold Group, where your IRA or 401k can be in physical gold and silver, and you may qualify for no fee for life IRA. Call 800-356-4470 for details. Patriot Gold Group, Consumer Affairs top rated gold IRA dealer, 5 years running. Call 800-356-4470 today. We're talking with Selwyn Duke. You didn't, you get into detail about things that I never knew about. One of them was happened in New Jersey, where a Democratic campaign consultant pled guilty to conspiracy and murder for hire. You also had the one with that happened in California, where this mega donor lured men into his apartment and injected them with methamphetamine in exchange for sex, lending two to fatal overdoses. As for killing, though, it isn't a stretch to say Democrats, the party of prenatal infanticide on demand, criminal enabling DAs put killers back on the streets, violent BLM, Antifa riots, have a murder problem. They really do. Life is not sacred to these people, is it?
No, no, it's not. It's interesting, Erskine, because some people might hear this when we say, and I was quoting, I think, the National Review or the Federalist, that Democrats have a murder problem. They might say, well, that's just bias talking. No, it's not if you look at it objectively. I mean, yeah, these are the people who authored 600-plus violent riots in 2020 that resulted in the deaths of dozens of people, the destruction of billions in property, and this was all for political advantage. They set loose their stormtroopers on America, on middle America, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, now this doesn't have to do with murder, but if you want to talk about the corruption on the left, the Me Too movement, we all remember that, I think. What they wanted to do was they wanted to root out sexual predators who were preying on women, which sounds noble on the surface. But that movement fizzled. Now, you know why I think it fizzled, Erskine? Because by my calculations, about 90% of the people taken down by the Me Too movement were leftists. And I'm sure they did not anticipate that. They probably figured, oh, there would be a lot of these right-wingers who oppress women. No, it didn't work out that way. And what is the connection here? If there is, as I'm asserting, more corruption on the left, what's the explanation? The explanation is simple. I have said over and over again that what we call leftism today, Erskine, is not an ideology. What it represents is movement towards moral disorder. That's what it is. All you have to do to vindicate what I just said is look at the virtues. Virtues are the elements of morality. Diligence, courage, love, hope, chastity, charity. Look at the virtues. Then ask yourself, which of these is not under attack by the left? Everyone is. They stand against everything that is great and good. They try to corrupt society at every single turn. You particularly see this, it's very obvious, in the area of sexuality. It wasn't enough that they normalized fornication, which now is accepted by everyone, and all sorts of other behaviors. Then it was homosexuality. Now they're saying that boys can be girls just by willing it. It just never ends. That's what leftism is, represents movement towards moral disorder. And what lies at the heart of this philosophically? You and I have discussed this. The misbegotten philosophy of moral relativism does. The idea that what we call morality is just a function of man, the time, the place, and the people. Therefore, it's not really real. And when you spread that idea, and it's taken hold, Erskine, in Western civilization, you set the stage for great evil to occur, because then people can justify anything they may want to do. Rape, kill, steal, why not? Who's to say it's wrong? It's all a matter of perspective. That is at the heart of leftism, and unfortunately it's infected many conservatives too, but that's why you see so much corruption on the left. No, it's not your imagination. The Bidens really are more corrupt than the Trumps are, any which way you slice it, you know?
They really are, and at the heart of their philosophy is a system that they call equity. Now, equity is not equality. Equity is totally separate from equality. And what I and you and most people should be in favor of equality, where people have an opportunity. Equity is at the heart of their socialistic system. That's taking from some, giving to others. Now, by doing that, they're breaking one of the key commandments: "Thou shalt not covet the neighbor's house, nor covet their neighbor's wife," et cetera, et cetera. Now, that is coveting what someone else has and saying, no, you should have it also. We'll be right back.
Yep.
The Biden administration is quickly moving to implement the liberal fantasy of socialist spending. After spending a $2.1 trillion stimulus, the president and Democratic-led Congress have introduced another $3 trillion plan to add to our insurmountable debt, seeking to raise taxes on Americans making as little as $200,000 a year. Have you seen the immigration footage? 87 million putting illegals in hotel rooms and our troops sleeping on parking garage floors. Could this be the biggest single gold buying opportunity in history? Well, Wells Fargo and Goldman Sachs say this is the time to buy gold. Patriot Gold Group, where your IRA or 401k can be in physical gold and silver, and you may qualify for a no-fee-for-life IRA. Call 800-356-4470 for details. Patriot Gold Group, Consumer Affairs' top-rated gold IRA dealer, 5 years running. Call 800-356-4470 today. I'm going to run this by you, Selwyn, and give me what you think. One of the commandments is honor thy father and thy mother. And, of course, they want the states to take over that responsibility in the schools. That's why the Republicans won in Virginia. Another is thou shalt not kill. We saw that with a reporter. The end justifies the means to a lot of these people. Another is thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Biden is still out there saying, all the police who were killed on January 6th, there weren't police killed. He's bearing false witness against all of them, and people are still in jail for that. And thou shalt not covet the neighbor's house, and they're doing that with equity. Now, they are breaking all of these. Plus, when COVID started, they shut down the churches. They kept the abortion clinics open. They kept the pot shops and all that open, but they shut down the churches. They have tried to pull, and they also destroy Judeo-Christian work ethic. Go to any store, they're looking for people. They're looking for people that can't compete. And all these shops that have closed up that individuals own, that was people's dreams that they're destroying. So they're destroying capitalism, free enterprise. They're destroying our virtues that were established by our Judeo-Christian ethics. This is the real crime of what they're doing, isn't it?
Well, it truly is, Erskine, and I have to say something about that. We're talking about the behavior of the people in question and how they will simply say anything that serves their ends. Now, you have to understand, and I'm not talking right now about the rank-and-file Democrat. I understand there are people out there in middle America who vote Democrat, who are well-meaning. In West Virginia, for instance, they voted for Manchin. Maybe they didn't know what they were getting. He voted with Biden 100% of the time as of June 2nd of last year. I understand that. But if you talk about the people in the upper echelons of these left-wing movements, you're talking about very, very bizarre individuals. Now, first of all, unusual characters are attracted to politics to begin with. People who have power lust. You and I have discussed this before. Right. Narcissists, sociopaths, an inordinate number of them. I'm not being hyperbolic here. I'm not exaggerating. This is the truth. But these are bizarre people. And if you want to understand how to view them, think about this. There was a really good essay written some years ago in the New Criterion titled Lenin Think. And the author, what he was saying was he quoted Vladimir Lenin. And Lenin basically had an attitude that said, yeah, we're changing our position. And if it suits us in the future, we'll change it again. And this author pointed out that when you're talking about people like that, the truth means nothing. You can't even really call them hypocrites because they don't at bottom claim to believe in anything except the power principle. They will do whatever they have to, no matter how evil it is, to achieve and maintain and grow their power. So as I wrote some years back, if you want to understand how to deal with these upper echelon leftists, just make believe you're dealing with Satan. I mean that quite literally. Now, if you're not a religious person, Erskine, just view this as a thought exercise. That's all. But pretend you're dealing with the devil, and then you'll be prepared to contend with them. Understand, they're beneath contempt. They're above nothing. They will say whatever they have to achieve their ends. And I had this in one of my articles recently. A lot of them know it, too. They know that they're scum. Project Veritas in 2016.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah, this Democrat operative named Scott Fovall. You can see this video. It's online, although the mainstream media tried to hide it. And he was there talking about how they perpetrate vote fraud, how they were trying to incite violence at Trump rallies. He was admitting this. But here's the thing. He also admitted that Republicans were more honest than Democrats were, except at the highest levels. That's what he said. He said there's an adherence to rules on the other side that's greater, I'm paraphrasing now, than on the Democrat side, except at the highest level. So, in other words, he's scum, he knows he's scum, and he's content being scum. But that's what I'm talking about. It's a completely different worldview. Virtue, truth, honesty mean nothing to these people. It's simply all about winning the game, and it's not really a game because it's life or death, the life or death of civilization, ultimately. But it's all about winning the game by any means necessary. The ends justify the means in their minds.
I learned a long time ago. I told my wife, I said, I'm the boss and you're nothing. She looked at me and she said, and that makes you the boss of nothing. And at that point, I said, yeah, well, this is what these people need to realize. If they're controlling, they think everyone else is nothing, then they don't have any power. They have power over nothing. It's ridiculous. It's insane. Who wants power over someone else? I don't. I want people to be free.
Right. But you have to remember, again, these are people who are psychologically very damaged and dangerous. They really would rather reign in hell than serve in heaven. And that's why I think they're willing to bring the United States down, because if they have to reduce it to ashes to achieve the power they want, then they're going to do that. Very, very dangerous people. And unfortunately, most Americans, because they're good people, can't relate to this. You know, I think I've said this on your show before, so stop me if it's redundant, but human beings have a tendency to project, to engage in projection. That's when you ascribe your own values, your own mindset to others.
Right.
So
right. We empathize with others.
Relating.
We empathize with others. And we view them on the basis of what would a rational person do? What would a good person do? Because you're trying to be good. Right.
Right, exactly. So they can't really relate to megalomaniacs, people who have power lust. Now, the average person can relate to lusting after food or sex or money, because these are desires we all have to some degree, just hopefully not to an inordinate degree. We can relate to those things, but most people don't experience power lust, so they can't relate to it at all. And that's why I emphasize this repeatedly. You have to be on guard for these politicians like Kamala Harris. She's the perfect example of this, who have power lust and just want power for power's sake. Harris, for instance, is empty to the core. She believes in nothing, nothing. What governs her are her base instincts, and again, she just wants to rule over us. You know, it's interesting. You mentioned equity earlier. I remember that campaign commercial that she put out, or her people put out a few years ago, when she was talking about the difference between equality and equity, and she was, of course, advocating the latter. And it was animated, if you remember, Erskine.
Right,
and she was saying, well, under equity, what we do is we start people off in different places, and they showed some animated characters trying to climb this mountain, so we all end up in the same place. That's how the ad concluded. Well, here's the thing that people didn't point out for the most part. What is she advocating? That's communism. When you say we're all going to end up in the same place, that is communism. It's also dishonest. And you know why I say that? Because Kamala Harris doesn't want to be in the same place I am or you are or the listeners are.
No, no.
She wants to be above us. We can all be serfs suffering privation and languishing in poverty as long as she's above us ruling. So it's dishonest on top of it all. Evil.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. The power, the megalomaniac control that these people have, that we've given them. It's absolute insanity that they would take and pervert wonderful institutions that we have in this country and the wonderful things that this country's done for evil's sake. It is absolutely incredible. And most of the people who are Democrats, I don't blame them. It's not their fault. They're just being duped by these others. And they're very good at it. They're very good at it. Now, you wrote an article back in February. We never talked about it. I'd like to talk about it. And because I discussed this with Dr. Charles Simone, who also sent a copy of the Nuremberg article too. And Dr. Simone told me before I read your article that 90% of the mass shootings in this country involve psychiatric drugs. 90%. And you go with the Parkland shooting, the shooter, he was on psych meds. Now, this isn't surprising because the psych meds cause suicidal ideation and homicidal ideation. They put it on there. Plus, Dr. Simone says they don't do that much good anyway. Pharmaceutical company Wyeth Laboratories, all the companies make about $2.5 billion just in lobbying and funding Congress. And, of course, a lot of them have control of the media. Newton, Connecticut, 2013, 26 killed at Sandy Hook. Adam Lanza, he was on medications. Columbine, Eric Harris, he was on Luvox, prescribed antidepressant. It causes selective serotonin uptake inhibitor, SSUI. 1 in 25 of maniac, depressive, dangerous, violence-prone, mental derangement, extreme excitement delusion. 1 in 25 on these have that type of situation. 1989, Stockton, California, Patrick Purdy, 5 children murdered, 30 shot, taking antidepressant, amitriptyline, and thorazine. 1998, Crip Kinkle, 15, murdered his parents and 2 others. He was on Prozac. He was 22 were wounded, Prozac and Ritalin. Aaron Ray Yabiba, or something like that, doesn't matter. Mount Lake Terrace, Washington, Seattle Pacific University. 1 dead, 2 wounded. Another person on Prozac and Risperdal. Jose Reyes, Nevada. 7th grade, October 2013, shooting rampage. He was on Prozac. I mean, it just goes on and on. Paducah, Kentucky, 97, 14-year-old Michael Carmichael. Heath High School, prayer meeting. 3 dead, 1 paralyzed. He was on Ritalin. 89, 47-year-old Joseph Westbecker, shot 20. Standard Gravier over in Louisville, Kentucky, 9 dead. He was on Prozac. They sued Eli Lilly to make it a Prozac for that. This is incredible, isn't it? This is absolutely, isn't there enough evidence adding up on this to make people say it's more than a warning signal, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. It certainly is, Erskine. And I know you can say, and it's a legitimate point, well, it's a chicken or egg thing. Are these antidepressants a cause or an effect? Because some people might say, well, maybe it's that the kind of people who have these psychological problems and are more prone to violence are also more likely to be prescribed antidepressants. But I think that there's definitely an association here. I do think it's a cause based on what we've seen. And, you know, let's just put this in perspective, Erskine. We have to remember that these mass shootings are a phenomenon of modern times. If you go back to earlier times in the United States, as you know, boys were raised being taught how to shoot. And here, this will knock some people's socks off. Even in New York City in the 40s and 50s, boys would take rifles on the subways because they had gun clubs at their schools. Now imagine that.
Sure.
On the subways in New York City. You couldn't even imagine that today. I mean, there would be a riot if you did that, and the police would be called. What has changed in our society? It's not access to guns. We had that before. Now, what has changed? Well, morality, for one thing. That's the main
thing. Right.
But then we also do have to look at these antidepressants for the reasons that you just explained, and also because, I'm sure you remember this, earlier this year there was a study indicating that they don't even help. Here it is. I just pulled it up.
That's exactly
help?
What Dr. Simone said when I had him on. He said not only are they dangerous, 90% of them involve taking one or more antidepressants. He said, but they don't help. Go ahead with yours. Yes, please.
Yeah, this is at SciTech Daily. I just pulled it up. Study finds they're not associated with improved long-term physical or mental health. And I have to tell you something. I said this all along from the time they became big decades ago. I said, you know, I'm skeptical about this because I know that if something sounds too good to be true, it usually is. You're telling me you can just take this happy pill and all your problems are going to go away. You're not going to be melancholy anymore. Sounds too good to be true. Not only that, if you are depressed, if you want to use that term, this is what I said back then. Well, it's like a pain in your foot. You don't just want to cover it up. cover up the symptoms, it's telling you something. There's something you have to tend to. Maybe there's a shard of glass in your foot or something else. Maybe you've got a tumor developing there. If you just cover up pain, often you don't get to the root cause of the problem. But regardless, they don't seem to help these antidepressants. They do seem to hurt for the reasons you mentioned. They're associated with these mass shootings. And it really is a terrible, terrible tragedy. But, of course, the left-wing media want to blame guns because you know how it is, Erskine. When you pick up a gun, it takes over your mind, and all of a sudden it just makes you do crazy things, right? Yeah.
Well, you had a 12-year-old Paxil user, Christopher Pittman, murdered his grandparents. Paxil's known adverse reactions, according to their approved FDA-approved label, mania, insomnia, anxiety, agitation, confusion, amnesia, depression, paranoid reaction, psychosis, hostility, delirium, hallucinations, abnormal thinking, depersonalization, lack of emotion. Other than that, it's a wonderful product. And you had a Channel 2 WCGH report in 2009. One quarter of all children on drugs such as Paxil and Zoloft, and they probably could include Prozac also, become dangerously violent or suicidal. Now, this is just incredible. So why are we still allowing this garbage out there that doesn't work, doesn't help people, doesn't let them? Well, of course, you may not be depressed after you take it because you're going out shooting a bunch of people. That might make you happy as a lark. This is incredibly stupid. Poisoning people.
Yeah.
I mean, this is.
It is, Erskine. And, you know, the bottom line is this. Look, this is like with the so-called vaccines. I'm not a radical. I'm not saying there's never, ever a time for psychiatric drugs.
No.
Maybe in rare cases when a person poses a severe threat to himself or others.
We'll be right back with the great Selwyn Duke. Go to thenewamerican.com or selwynduke.com. The Biden administration is quickly moving to implement the liberal fantasy of socialist spending. After spending a $2.1 trillion stimulus, the president and Democratic-led Congress have introduced another $3 trillion plan to add to our insurmountable debt, seeking to raise taxes on Americans making as little as $200,000 a year. Have you seen the immigration footage? 87 million putting illegals in hotel rooms and our troops sleeping on parking garage floors. Could this be the biggest single gold buying opportunity in history? Well, Wells Fargo and Goldman Sachs say this is the time to buy gold. Patriot Gold Group, where your IRA or 401k can be in physical gold and silver, and you may qualify for a no-fee-for-life IRA. Call 800-356-4470 for details. Patriot Gold Group, Consumer Affairs' top-rated gold IRA dealer, 5 years running. Call 800-356-4470 today. For my money, one of the best publications out there, if not the top publication right now, that gives me more information, more valid information, is the New American. It is really right on target, has been for years. Selwyn, congratulations to write for such a fabulous publication, and your articles is one of the reasons it's so good. Let me ask you a question. When you've got the Biden administration obviously impervious to what's going on, not knowing their, can't say that on the radio, not knowing from a hole in the ground. And so when they have a celebration of this new anti-inflationary bill, which will do nothing but cause more inflation, on the same day that the stock market drops over 1,300, right at 1,300 points, at the same day that they're announcing inflation's at a record high, never been that bad as it's going right now. The optics of it is just incredible. James Taylor singing at the White House and praising it, and they're all playing themselves on the back. This is crazy. This is rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic.
Yeah, it really is. And I'll tell you something, even if you were an atheist, that should maybe make you believe in God when you see that he's giving a speech like that. And then you have that crash. It's almost as if it was divinely ordained to send a message that this guy's not exactly on my side or your side, but
right.
No, it's crazy.
I never thought of it that way, but wow, that's exactly right. I mean, if God wants to send you a message, he sure sent one there.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just crazy because, again, it's another example of how these radical leftists, such as Biden, will say whatever they have to try to achieve their ends. They're actually going up there, and they're saying, the economy is fine. Don't believe your eyes. Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. Things are great. People's lives are improving, even though gas is sky high still. It's come down a little bit after Biden's policy has raised it, what, $2.50 or something?
Right.
We have rising prices to the nth degree. I mean, people are paying so much for food. I know a family that's struggling where the members have lost a lot of weight, unfortunately, because they're not eating the way they used to. I mean, real people in middle America are struggling, but these pseudo elites up there from their ivory towers are saying everything's okay. And everything is okay for them because they're insulated from the results of their bad policies. They have a lot of money.
Don't you know, Selwyn, it's all okay. Just buy an electric car. It'll all be good.
Yeah. No, it's absolutely
70,000,
insane.
Right.
They live in a fantasy world. In a fantasy world, they have a lot of money. They don't care about rising prices. They have armed security, so they don't care about proliferating crime, right? And these DAs that were funded by George Soros, who put criminals right back out on the streets. They're not living in Hazleton, Pennsylvania, so they're not worried about illegal migrants changing the face of their neighborhood. Excuse me, I told you I have a little COVID right now, if there is such a thing as a little COVID. They're not worried about any of these things because they're insulated, and that's what's so terrible. They, as someone close to me put it years ago, it's easy to be idealistic, Erskine, when you don't have to live with your ideals, and they don't have to live with their ideals. And it's a terrible thing. These people are out of touch with reality to boot. I mean, what are their priorities? Climate change, equity. I mean, this is all fantasy land stuff. The country is coming apart.
Oh, no, you're forgetting. You're forgetting one. White supremacy.
Right. White supremacy. All these things are absolutely fantastical. They have no basis in reality at all.
None,
but that's
none.
The other thing. Remember, on top of being evil, these people really are out of touch with reality. And unfortunately, far too many Americans empower them by voting them into office. And that's the issue. If in Pennsylvania people are going to elect Fetterman, if they're going to reelect Whitmer in Michigan, when they reelected Newsom in California, well, then things aren't going to change. You know, as, what's his name? I'm sorry, the fellow who ran against Newsom, Larry Elder, as he put it, he said, until people start hating bad policy more than they hate Republicans, nothing is going to change. You know, you're empowering people, the folks who are doing it, who have been oppressing you, who've been foisting tyrannical dictates upon you. If you re-empower them, what happens is, well, that's a conditioned response. They're getting the message that they can do it all the more. Nothing's going to happen to them. You're not going to hold them accountable.
Well, this is the conjunction of ideology and stupidity. And like Larry the Cable Guy once said, you can't fix stupid. So there's a lot to be said for that. But we can wake up. We don't have to follow something that we know is stupid. We have to start thinking. You're given a brain to think. Thank you for being on. I'm sorry about having COVID. You are still, you said, you're fabulous. You're fabulous. Thank you, Selwyn.
Thank you, Erskine. Thanks for having me. God bless.
God bless you, my
friend. All aboard the Truth Express. You can listen on your favorite podcast app or local radio station.
Patriot Gold Group, Consumer Affairs operated 5 years running for your IRA or 401k. Call 800-356-4470 today.
Introducing the Planet Fitness Guide to getting that post-workout glow. Step one, what's your why? More epic energy, better sleep, blow off steam? Step two, join Planet Fitness for $1 down, $10 a month, cancel anytime, and get moving. Go cardio crazy in our clean and spacious clubs, or get down with some dumbbells and strength equipment. Step three, bask in that post-workout glow. Join Planet Fitness today for $1 down, $10 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends Wednesday, September 14th. It's glow time. See club for details.